I want to talk about how we have to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to do what lift us. Somebody say lift us. You know, there's a song that says, Lord, lift us up where we belong. Where is that? Not down on the ground dwelling, but where the eagles fly, what? High. Amen. Amen. So we're going to take a look at that this morning and see what the Word of God says about that. I'm going to kind of describe some things today. Amen. So just stay with me. Amen. But there's some principles in this. You know, the Bible says that we have to study the Word of God line upon line and precept upon precept. God has some precepts, some things, some concepts and precepts that He wants to teach us that we can take, amen, with the idea of applying it. And our whole goal, amen, that's why we call Valley Bread, is that God wants us to search the Scripture for ourselves. So don't just take what I say. Amen. Take the Word of God and go back home and take a look at it and study it for yourself. Amen. Yeah. Precepts and concepts with the idea of doing what? Applying it to our lives. Amen. And that's the Lord's goal, and that should be our goal. It's not just to, you know, just continue to get a whole lot of knowledge, but getting the Word of God and then application. Amen. Ask Lord, what is this and how are you sharing with me and how do you want me to apply it in my life? Amen. Because God has a place that He wants to take you. Amen. And everybody know that I'm a firm believer that nobody's here by accident. All right. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. And, well, I'm here by, no, we know accident. God knew us. But listen, before He formed us in our mother's womb, the Bible said He knew you.
Yeah.
God had a purpose for who He had foreknew. Amen. He knew you before you were born. He predestinated you. He had a purpose for you. He had a destiny for you. But we have to understand there's something, amen, that we can do, amen, in God, in Jesus, in the Word, to help to lift us up so that we can soar, amen, like the eagle, so that we can fly.
Yeah.
When I was a little boy, amen, our house was on a flight path. And I would watch those airplanes pass over our house many times, day and night. Amen. But what amazed me the most is when I would see those gigantic big airplanes. And what amazed me the most is what was keeping those great big things in the sky.
Right, right.
Amen. Now they came out with a super jet. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's multi-level. It's bigger. And I'm saying, my God. Amen. Those planes were already big with how many people? A lot of these planes may have 200-300 people. Now, some of them have doubled that. And then, so I asked myself, with more cargo, more luggage, and I asked myself, how are they getting those great big airplanes up in the air? I'm going to show you. And then there's something in that God has for us as it applies to our lives. Because God, there's weights, for instance, that's trying to hold us down. And you got to loose those weights. You got to apply a certain kind of force that is found in the Word of God, amen, to help to lift us up. So, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that God wants us to follow Him, serve Him, worship Him, study His Word, listen for His voice, obey Him. Am I right about it? Whenever you desire to go up, listen, because we make up our minds that I'm going to be for the Lord, I'm going to do the things, I'm going to live for the Lord. Amen. And so whenever you desire to go up, we got to understand something. There is always a force that's trying to keep you down.
Yeah.
Am I right about it? Doesn't matter what it is. Amen. The minute you decide to go up, there's always forces. And I'll talk about those forces in a minute. That's trying to keep you down. The minute you make the decision for the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to live your life for Him, there's always something that's trying to pull you back. There's always something that's trying to keep you down. There's always something that's trying to hold you down.
Yeah.
Amen. But I want you to understand this morning that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to lift us, amen, must be greater than that pull, amen, that's trying to keep us on the ground. The power of Jesus Christ working in us is much greater. Somebody say much greater.
Much greater.
Than that pull that the world has that's trying to hold us down.
Yeah.
And we got to understand that. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says whenever you desire to do good,
What? Oh, all everywhere, every turn. Amen. I'm going to do what's right. Here come the devil. But that's all right. Thank God for insight. Amen. Thank God for wisdom and knowledge. God allow you to see the enemy and recognize what he's trying to do. All right. So, but don't get discouraged, because I've seen people come into the church and then they began to go through some challenges and they don't understand what those challenges are all about. Amen. But challenges are going to come.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say if you go through the fire. The Bible says when you go through the fire, it shall not kindle upon you. It didn't say if you go through the river. It said when you go through the river, it will not overtake you. Am I right about it? So we're going to go through some challenges, but we got to know how to handle those challenges so we can come out victorious.
Yeah.
Amen. Come out as if it never even happened. Mm-hmm. But you got to trust the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So every time we decide to do good, evil is always present. Every time we decide that we're going to follow after Jesus, here comes the devil. So you better know that he's hovering somewhere around. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Thank God for Jesus, because he's in us. Somebody say he's in me.
He's in me.
He's in me. He's everywhere I go. I take him with me. You know, there used to be a commercial, don't leave home without him. I think it was American Express.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that, amen. But I tell you what, don't leave home without Jesus. Because when you desire to do good, evil is always present. But praise God, amen, we got the victory. But we got to understand something. There's a power force that's going to lift us up above what the enemy is trying to do, amen, in our lives. And we can't allow it to happen. You make that decision. Amen?
Amen.
We decide to live our life for Christ. There's an ever-present fight to prevent sin from pulling us back. What do you do when the Lord is trying to move you forward and the enemy is working overtime to try to take you back? Well, I want to show you, amen, four forces. It's called four aerodynamic forces. Amen. Aerodynamic meaning in order to be able to lift us up so that we can fly.
All right.
All right. Amen. Four forces. All right. Okay. The first force is weight. The second one is lift.
All right.
The third one is thrust. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is drag. All right. Glory to God. Oh, that's powerful. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, touch and anoint this message. Amen. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Yeah.
Allow your word to just illuminate our hearts and our minds and our spirit, Lord. Amen. That we can take your word of God and use it in our lives, apply it in our lives, in Jesus' name, amen. So the first one, amen, hallelujah. Remember I talked about those great big jumbo jets, amen, and how in the world did they get those great big things up in the air, amen? Those big, have you seen those big Air Force jets that carry all this cargo? Those are some pretty big airplanes. How in the world did they get those things up in the air? Uh-huh. So, amen. How is it? The first one let's talk about is weight.
Yeah.
Somebody say weight.
Weight.
A plane, first of all, that sits on a runway and doesn't have any lift, amen, but it does have weight.
Yeah.
In other words, if just like our lives, if we don't apply the principles of God's word, if we don't apply the power of God's word, it's just going to be like a jumbo airplane sitting on the runway.
All right.
Wait! For God to do some great things. But if we don't turn that engine on and apply some thrust, we ain't going nowhere. Come on, somebody say amen. Wait, how in the world do you get a great big jumbo jet up in the air? I'm going to show you, my brothers and sisters. Because the same principle applies to our lives. A plane that's just sitting on the runway with all this potential, all this greatness, amen, all of this power. Amen. You got to use it. Listen, if nothing is applied, nothing is moved.
All right.
All right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Touch your name and tell them, if you're going to move,
yeah,
you have to have some kind of force.
Yes.
Amen. That's the force that Jesus, amen, allows us, amen, to apply in our lives, amen, so that the Lord can lift us up in life above sin. There's so many people grappling with this ability to overcome sin. Listen, first of all, you have the power and ability to do it. He wouldn't tell us, amen, hallelujah, that we have power over sin and we should walk in righteousness if he didn't empower us to do it. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's a power that lifts us up. Amen. I call it the power of lift. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, amen, first verse 1 and verse 2, 1a says, let us lay aside what? Every weight. Now, I'm applying this now because if you're going to get this plane in the air, there must be a force that must be greater than weight. Amen. So you may have 50,000 pounds, amen, but you got a force that has to be greater than that weight. Are you with me? Uh-huh. So in our lives, though, amen, if we're going to go to the place that God wants to take us, am I right about it? We got to lay aside anything that's going to hold us down, weigh us down, slow us, hinder us, stop us, block us from being what God wants us to be. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Touching him said, lay aside the weight. In other words, amen, what he's trying to get us to see, amen, you got to make an effort to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Because sin can be a weight to keep us from going up what God wants us to be.
Yes.
So lay aside, get rid of every weight and sin that so easily beset us.
Uh-huh.
Yes, amen.
Anything that can hold us down spiritually.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of. There's some things that try to linger and hover around you because, amen, the enemy know that you made a decision to go up now. Amen. But there's things that want to try to hold you down.
Yeah.
But listen. Amen. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus.
Right.
Oh, there it is. The author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, it's finished. And all we have to do is look to him for our help. Look to him for the answer. Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Let's look to Jesus, amen, who showed us how it was done. Amen. He showed us how to discard those things that were counter to us elevated or us being lifted up where God wants us to be.
Yeah.
So in other words, amen, there must be what? Again, a power source or a power force, amen, that's greater than weight.
Yeah.
Amen. To lift us up. See, there's a power force that's applied when you start up the airplane and those turbines, thank you, brother. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Turbines start turning, amen. And you sitting on that ground when you hear that plane, when it starts up, it's kind of, you know, kind of soft. And it's just sitting there. And boy, when they get ready to move, you hear them rev up, don't you? Amen. And then they get to that runway. And once they get the signal that it's a go, oh, my God, you better buckle your seatbelt. And that's how God is in our lives, amen. You see, you taxi down the runway, and finally, when you get the final orders on that runway, and God says it's a go, look out. The devil better get out your way.
Yes, sir.
Woo, glory. When them engines rev up, amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You rode an airplane? Amen. You go from, oh, okay, we're getting ready to go now. And when you hear them plane, the engines rev up, amen, and when it take off, what happens? You go back like this. Am I right about it?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to talk about thrust in a minute.
All right.
That's thrust. See, because if God's going to do something great in your life, there has to be some movement. There has to be a force that thrusts you to acceleration.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
First of all, though, that you have to have a force that overcomes weight. Those weights that hold us down. Those weights that keep us from where God wants us to be. Apply that power force in Jesus. Amen. To overcome that weight to hold us down. We want to go up, but you need the power to go up. And that power is in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then, amen, there's lift. Mm-hmm. Because what we got to understand is that weight opposes lift. Sin opposes you going up.
All right.
So you got to get rid of sin if you're going to lift up. Are you with me? Because what? You can't hold on to weight, amen, because weight is going to hold you down. You got to apply, amen, lift so that you can go up. So we must do everything to eliminate weight, amen, that you are going to do in order to lift. Am I right about it? And so now let's talk about lift. Amen. Lift. See, because you have weight and then you have lift. Those correlate. Okay. Are you with me? Because if you don't see that big jumbo get up in the air with all that weight, you got to apply a powerful source that's going to lift it up. And the only thing that's going to lift it up with all that weight is the force of lift. That's going to get you up in the air. You got to get up in the air first. You got to accept Jesus first as your Lord and Savior before he can do anything for you in your life. You got to say yes to Jesus. Amen. You may taxi down the runway before you can get up in the air. You got to let Jesus do it for you. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
So we need lift. Amen. We need a power force. That power force that Jesus gives you. Amen. That's able to overcome that counter force of weight that's trying to hold you down, hold you in your past, hold you, you know, in what you used to do, who you used to be. Am I right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you come to Jesus, you decide you're going to give your life to Jesus. One thing people won't do is let you forget your past. Because your past will hold you down. But that old man is dead and that old man is buried. Then my body said, reckon him. You got to reckon him to be dead. When he tried to raise himself up, you got to put him back down. Come on, somebody say amen. You got to let the devil know, I'm going somewhere. When an old man tried to lift himself up, you put him back down. Because you need some lift. Come on. Lift will take you up. Amen. While your past try to hold you down. Am I right about it? But we know that God wants us to soar like eagles. God wants us to be up in the air. Am I right about it? And what you got to do, amen, you got to trust in the Lord. You got to wait on him. Am I right about it? My Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall do it. Renew your strength. If you're going to go up, you need some strength. Renew your strength. And they shall, here we go now, mount up. Come on, somebody say amen. You can't dwell on the ground if you in Jesus, because automatically he's going to lift you up. All right now. So, my brothers and sisters, listen. In life, I want to encourage you something. Dare to be different. Touch your name and say, dare to be different. Some people never go to the place where God wants them because they're afraid of those around them. They're afraid of what they're going to say. They're afraid that they're going to be different. Amen. But you need to dare to be different in order for God to take you where he wants to take you. Amen. Am I right about it? Amen. You got to dare to be different. You have to be courageous enough to break out of the mold the world tries to set you in. The world trying to set you in a mold so you don't go nowhere or so you don't do no thing. Am I right about it?
Yes.
But you got to dare to be different. Amen. Because if you dare to be different, you're going to break out of that mold. That mold can't hold you.
That's right. Amen.
What people say that you'll never do or never accomplish or never go. Amen. Amen. Break out of that mold. Dare to be different. Don't worry about what folks say. Don't worry about them talking about you. There's going to come a day. So my brothers and sisters, dare to be different. Dare to break out of the mold that the world tries to set you in. You have to have the courage to lift. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let me say it again. You have to have the courage to lift.
Amen.
Amen. Because there are those, amen, who would be offended. Amen. But if others refuse to go with you, then you may have to go all by yourself. Come on. Sometimes when you make it up in your mind that you're going to live for Jesus and those around you don't want to go, amen, they want to dwell on the ground, you got to say, excuse me, I got to go. Because I'm headed somewhere. And if you can't go with me, amen, then I go all by myself. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
And let me say this, my brothers and sisters. You don't need other people's permission, amen, to walk in your purpose. Mm-hmm. So have the courage, amen, to live, amen. You have to have the courage to dare to go where you've never been before, amen. You have to have the courage to do what you've never done before, amen. You have to have the courage to pursue what you've never pursued before. And you have to have the courage to achieve what you never achieved before. And it all begins with the wanna. The wanna. The wanna. Amen. You gotta want it.
Yeah.
Tell you this, you gotta want it. You gotta want it. You gotta want the change. You gotta want to live. You gotta want to be in God's presence. You gotta want it.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
You gotta want it. Amen. You got to see it. Then you gotta believe it. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta pursue it. And then you gotta achieve it. And it all with the Lord. You can't do it without the Lord. If you leave God out, you won't be able to do it. Hallelujah. And then there is something called thrust. Amen. So lift opposes and counters weight. So you got to apply a force that's going to lift you up.
Yes.
Amen. But it's not enough to just go up and linger there. Hover there. Amen. You got to apply some thrust so you can go somewhere.
Right.
Are you with me? So there's a power force that the Lord gives us in our lives that's going to lift us up out of sin and out of those old ways and destructive behaviors. Amen. To lift us up and put us on a path where we belong. Amen. And allow us to fly how God intended. We apply that power force to get up off the ground.
All right.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And so when thrust, amen, becomes greater than drag, there's the other one.
Well,
so you got weight and lift. The power of lift has to be more than weight to get you up in the air, amen. Then you got thrust and drag. So now that you get up in the air, you got to go somewhere.
All right.
Now that you in Jesus, you got to let him take you. Am I right about it? He's not just going to get you up in the air and say, oh, look at here. Look at that down there. Oh. No. God wants to take you somewhere. Am I right about it?
Yes.
All right. That's called purpose.
All right.
That's called destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there, something called drag, the force that tries to hinder you or slow you down. Because that's how the devil is. The minute he sees that you make up in your mind for Jesus, he's going to try to slow you down. He's going to have folk calling you haven't heard him from in years. Amen. Am I right about it? Slow you down. He's going to try to put roadblocks in your way to stop or block you from getting and being what God wants you to be.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
Drag. Somebody say drag.
Drag.
Uh-huh. There must be a force, amen, power force that is greater than drag. Because now thrust opposes drag. Thrust, amen, is a power force that's going to get you moving. Am I right? It'll cause you to accelerate. That's when you're sitting on that runway and then the engines rev up. Amen. And when you start, amen, you know you're moving, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's thrust. That's Jesus applying a force in your life that you're moving what God wants you to be. Mm-hmm. When there's more drag than thrust, then it's going to hold you down or slow you down.
Yeah.
Are you with me? See, there's some things in your life you need to get rid of. There's some people in your life you need to avoid. Because some folk will talk you out of your blessing. Some folk will talk you out of your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Some folk will talk you out of fulfilling what God intended you to be.
Yeah.
They want you to just be just, you know. But when you're in Jesus, amen, you got to eliminate drag.
Yeah.
Amen. If drag is greater than thrust, amen, the plane will decelerate or slow down. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was reading, I found out there's something called gravity that was very interesting. I started thinking about gravity. I said, oh, well, gravity was going to pull you down, you know. But, you know, I found out something about gravity that I didn't know. You know, the gravity, my brothers and sisters, will provide a thrust for a glider. Did you know that? Huh? So if gravity provides a force, amen, for a glider to allow them to glide. To fly. And where I'm going with this, I'm like, where are you going with that? Well, you know, sometimes we go through things in life, and we think they're bad. We go through challenges. Man, but you know what? If you don't go through anything, you know what I mean? If you've never experienced anything, how you gonna know that Jesus is the captain of your life? How you gonna know that God can bring you out if you never went through anything? If you never lacked, how you know that God can be your provider? If you never were sick, how you know God can heal you? Come on, somebody say amen. So my Bible says all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. So even the bad things, you got to take the good with the bad and take, amen, even the bad and turn it into a blessing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So even if gravity's trying to pull you down, let that thrust, amen, cause you to fly anyhow. Come on, somebody say amen. All things work together for good. Challenges come, although not desired, I mean, it has a way of moving us closer to the Lord. Sometimes challenges can be our thrust to move us closer to God. Amen. Consulting Him for direction and guidance to bring us out of that bad place we may find ourselves in. Hallelujah. And so that's what. Then let me talk about drag quickly for a minute. Drag now, amen, is the force that resists movement of an object. And that's what the enemy trying to do in our life. He's trying to put drag on your life to keep you from moving forward, keep you from moving in the Lord. You got to eliminate drag. Or you got to apply that kind of power force. That's why we got to get in the Word of God. Amen. Study it. Meditate on it. Apply it. So there's a force now that can overcome something that's trying to slow you down, or something that's trying to stop you, or something that's trying to prevent you from being really, truly all that you can be. In Jesus.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that we have to apply the principles of God's word. Amen. Let us lift us up. Amen. So we can, amen, come on out of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. And apply the word of God in our lives so we can walk in righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
Eliminate, overcome drag. And then there's something called acceleration. You apply thrust, that you accelerate. Amen. You accelerate to what God wants you to be. The devil's trying to slow you down, but Jesus Christ is going to cause you to accelerate to the place where you ought to be. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, amen. Let us continue to, amen, apply those things. Amen.
All right.
That's what we have to do, and apply it in our lives. Praise the Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, I declare today that Jesus' power, somebody say Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ's power is greater than the enemy. Don't you give the devil more power than God has, because he doesn't have it. Come on, somebody say amen. I declare that the forces of God's salvation is greater. It's greater. God's peace, God's joy, God's victory is greater than any force, amen, that could attempt to counter what God is doing in our lives. I declare that the lift force that Jesus has given you is greater than any weight, sin, or action or behavior, amen, that causes us to be in a place, amen, that God did not intend, amen. We have to walk in the power of Jesus, walk in the power of God's word.
Yeah.
And, am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So that's what it's all about. You want to fulfill your purpose, amen, then walk in Jesus.
Yeah.
Let him lift you. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Get in his word. Spend some time. Don't be afraid, amen, to dare to be different. Listen, let me tell you something. Don't let the devil fool you. The devil will have you all down and out because it seems like nobody want to be your friend.
All right.
But Jesus is your friend.
All right.
Matter of fact, my Bible tells me he's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Yeah.
That's pretty close, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let the Lord, amen, be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. The only approval you need is God's approval.
Yeah.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
All right.
I said the only approval you need is God's approval.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when you walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to give you confidence in knowing that everything's going to be all right. Amen.
Yeah.
I may be different, amen, but I'm walking in the path of the light. And God is going to take me to a place, amen, where I ought to be.
All right.